is about 46,000 tons of industrial waste from several Capital District companies were sent to this illegal landfill located in Nassau in Rensselaer County. It's caused widespread contamination of groundwater and unfortunately also Nassau Lake. About 2 years ago, EPA put this land on the list of federal Superfund sites. And today we made an important announcement on 2 points. One is this January, a new water treatment plant that will remove some of the most toxic contaminants from groundwater will start operating. And then second, we announced that we reached an agreement with General Electric and SI Group, which is formerly Schenectady Chemicals, to conduct comprehensive studies of groundwater contamination in Nassau and also a study of some of the contaminated streams and tributaries that flow into Nassau Lake.
Will this eventually lead to a remediation?
Yes, that's exactly right. Our goal here is to have a comprehensive remediation at this toxic waste site. But before we get to that point, we have to have very thorough scientific and engineer studies that outline the extent of the contamination and what's the best technology to use to address this long-term pollution. This is a toxic legacy that goes back to the 1960s. So it's going to take us a little bit of time to do a comprehensive study. And then what will happen next is EPA will devise a series of proposals on how to do the cleanup. We will negotiate with the polluters to get them to agree to pay for the cleanup, which is what the federal Superfund law requires. If they don't agree to pay, we'll do it ourselves and send them the bill. But this is the important first step toward a really long overdue cleanup at this contaminated property in Nassau.
You mentioned earlier this was an illegal dump. What do you mean?
Well, during the 50s and the 60s, companies from all over the Capital District brought hazardous waste, sometimes in 55-gallon drums, sometimes not even in drums, and dumped it at this unlined, unpermitted landfill in Nassau that at one point was run by a gentleman named Dewey Lofel. Before that, it was run by his father. And we are now dealing with this toxic legacy of about 46,000 tons of industrial waste being brought to this one little community in Rensselaer County. There were no pollution controls at this landfill. Typically, you would have liners, you would have leachate collection systems, you'd have really strong requirements of what's allowed to go there, what's not. None of that was in place. And so the state of New York had the site first. Some of the companies that dumped material at the site entered into agreements with the state. They made some improvements at the site, and then 2 years ago, it was handed off to the EPA.